Lots of us will settle in to watch football before or after our Thanksgiving dinners tomorrow. There are three games in the NFL schedule. Game one features the Chicago Bears against the Lions in Detroit. The second match has the Philadelphia Eagles going up against the Cowboys in Dallas. And the nightcap has the San Francisco 49ers hosting the defending Super Bowl champs, the Seattle Seahawks. Mike Pesca, Here and Now's sports analyst. He also hosts the podcast called The Gist at Slate.com. Question for you, Mike. How did this football and Thanksgiving tradition begin?
Well, as I understand it, Lisa, the pilgrims were persecuted in England. They wanted to adopt a 3-4 defense. No, it was, you know, the NFL will tell us it was the Detroit Lions, but that isn't really true. They've been playing Thanksgiving games almost as early as football was invented, and you could find in 1902 and in 1903. And it was even in the NFL in the early days. But what the Lions did was they popularized it by having it on the radio. And just as the NFL now is the perfect TV sport, then it was attached to the radio. The Lions owner was a radio magnate, and that got the ball rolling. A few years later, the Dallas Cowboys, when they entered the league, they started having Thanksgiving games. And then just recently, the NFL added a third game on Thanksgiving with the theme of stuffing being prevalent.
So the popularity of radio in part is tied to the popularity of football on Thanksgiving.
Yes, and the popularity of radio is why we're talking about Thanksgiving right now.
Exactly. Right now, yes. So in your humble opinion, Mike, which of the games that's going to be played tomorrow stand out? Which is the one to
watch? They're all very good games. You have Philadelphia, Dallas, and both of these teams should make the playoffs. And Tony Romo is a battered quarterback for the Dallas, and he's doing well. And Mark Sanchez has taken over for the injured Nick Folk, and he's doing well on Philadelphia. The only bad team playing is Chicago, but Detroit's a playoff-bound team. But I think the most fascinating game is Seattle against San Francisco for a number of reasons, but both of these teams right now, they're 7-4. They're good teams. They should make the playoffs now, but you know, the loser will be unlikely to make the playoffs. And the website 538 has, they've documented that if San Francisco loses the game, there'll be like a 45% swing in terms of playoff likeliness, depending on who wins that game. If San Francisco loses the game, they go from being a 50-50 shot to make the playoffs to only about a 25% shot to make the playoffs.
So pardon any parochialism, but you haven't mentioned the New England Patriots.
Well, they're not playing on Thanksgiving, but they are an excellent team. So another really good website that I consult, Football Outsiders, has a special ranking that incorporates things like quality of opponents. And the Denver Broncos are the best team, according to Football Outsider ranking, but the Patriots are the most likely to win the Super Bowl. Why is that? Right now, they'd have home field advantage over Denver. They've been playing really well lately. If you know the history of the two quarterbacks, yes, football's a game of 22 players, 50 including the backups. But come on, everyone likes to think it comes down to the quarterbacks. And you have Tom Brady against Peyton Manning. Tom Brady has owned that matchup, especially at home. So if that happens to be the matchup in the playoffs, that'll be something that all football fans will like.
Okay, and for you, Mike Pesca, what are you going to be watching in the final month of the season, and especially tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day, and what will you be eating at the time?
Yeah, I like to eat, you know, mostly turduckins, all three of those birds in one bite. I'm interested in the Arizona Cardinals. Speaking of birds, they, along with the Patriots, have the best record in the NFL. I didn't think they would. And things change so much in the NFL. I want to see if Peyton Manning could keep throwing touchdowns. Even though his arm doesn't seem great, his head just outthinks everyone else.
Happy watching and happy eating, Mike.
You too.
Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst. He also hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Thanks again.